Nesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, 9 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss a din that is relevant to Yibum, relevant to a case where a man was married to a woman and they didn't have children, and before he died, he wanted to make sure that she would not be Zakuk Luyibum. Gemara states, Ahu Dava Muchsuk Lon, the Lesley Ache, Ba'amah Bishas Misa, the Lesley Ache. Gemara brings a scenario where Reuven was married to Rachel, although there was a certainty that Reuven did not have any children, and therefore there was no Svek Sveka. Therefore, if there would not be a chazaka that Reuven did not have brothers, then when Reuven dies, Rachel would be zakuk liyibum and asa l'shuk and chayiv to have yibum ochalitza. However, in this scenario, although there were no edim, but it was a chazaka that Reuven did not have any brothers. And in addition, prior to Reuven dying, Reuven stated that he doesn't have any brothers. So Rabbi Yosef teaches us that certainly Rachel is mutaris l'shuk, as number one, there was a chazaka that he doesn't have any brothers, and number two, even if there would be a chazaka that he has a brother, Reuven is neman latir l'shuk. Based on Amigo, they could have given her a get at this time. She wouldn't be Zakuk Luyibum. Therefore, we have to believe Reuven that he doesn't have any brothers, and therefore Rachel's not Zakuk Luyibum. Of course, this is similar to the previous din that we saw in our Mishnah, that if Reuven says, Hareza Bini, that he's Neman Lifters Ishtoi Mina Yibum, Amigo can weaken in Chazaka. And as our Gemara states, that Amr Rabbi Yosef explained, My Lechishla, what would be Achshash, and why would she be Zakuk Luyibum? Chodah de Muxitla de Leslan Achen, as first of all, there's a Chazaka that he doesn't have any brothers, and also he said at the time that he's about to die that he doesn't have any brothers and he has a migu. Gemara continues, Abaye responded to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef that Lemaisa there is a call and people in the city are saying that there are Eidim B'Din that know that Reuven has a brother. Therefore, how can we rely on the Chazaka and how can we rely on Reuven's testimony if we should have to wait until we can investigate if there are Eidim, and she shouldn't be Mutta, as certainly migu b'makim edim le'yirminan, and she should still be asur l'shuk. However, Rabbi Yosef responds, hashtamias halasno kamon. My soul, although there is a call that there are edim, but right now there are no edim, and we don't have to be choishish for this room at all. Rabbi Yosef continues, lav hayinu d'Rab Chanina, d'Amar Rab Chanina, edim b'tzad estan v'te'asa. This is similar to the din that we find in Masechta Ksubis on Daf Chav Gimel, b'negated daughters of Shmuel, that came and said that they were captured. They said, nishbesi utahirani, that we are still tar. They stated that although we were captured by Goyim, they were not Mizana with us, and therefore we are even Mutaris L'Kayanim. Rav Chanina taught us that even though there is a call that there are Edom in Yisrael that would testify that they were Tamei, however he said that just because there are Edom in the north, or as Rabbeinu Gershom states, in the south, it's still not enough for us to ask them for marrying a Kayan, as Ein Lanu Ala Masha'in of Reis, there's a Svara of a Pesha Asu Wa Pesha Eter. Therefore, the same Svara should apply B'negei Yibum, and even though there's a call that there are Edom in Yisrael, however, in Lalo El Mashain of Reis. However, the Gemara continues, Omle Abaya in Mekalnu Bishvua, Nekel Beishizish, that Abaya responds to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, that he can't bring a Raya from Rabbi Chanina, as certainly we find that the Chom will make by Yishvua, and as we find in Mesech the Tzubis on Daf Chav Zayin, an Isha Ve'id Echad on Nema to say that she is Tar, because number one, Stam Isha is Mishameris Atman Biznus, and number two, she has a Chazaka that she was previously Tar, and the Issa to get married to a Kayin is only an Issa Kal, as at most it's an Issa Lav. Therefore, we wouldn't be choishish for a potential that there are edim b'nei Yisrael. Dr. Bayer, that you can't compare it to our scenario b'negei Yibum. L'maisa, we're dealing with an issa chamor like ishishish, which is an issa chanek. And l'maisa, up until this point, there was a chazaka that she was also l'shuk. As l'maisa, at this point, she's still married to Reuven. And in addition, there is a call that there are edim that Reuven has a brother and Rachel zok l'yibum. As Rashbam states, nekel be'ishishish bitmiya the ikas chanek barei b'chesas issa ad ata. Therefore, v'altat points out that Lemaisa at this point her husband died and therefore she's no longer an Ishishish, Raki Yavam L'shuk, and there's only a potential that she's Yavam L'shuk to Rak Lav, which is only a Lav and is an Issachal. Ayin HaGoyis HaBach in Isvav, who states Nichta B'tzidai Afagab Da'achshav Ina Ishishish V'lek HaChenek Kim Lav L'Yisiyah Ish Samish HaChutza Mikol Mokum Ha'achad HaKoyim Shemes Baila Hoyis Agamor continues, only Ravler Rav Nosson Ba'ami Chushla. Once again, as we saw in the last sugya, Ravler says to Rav Nosson Ba'ami Chushla, we have to be Choshish and she is Asur L'shuk. And as we previously explained, since Rav Yosef originally used the Lashon of Mai Lechushla, so similarly, Ravler used the Lashon of Chushla, and as Rashbam states, Chushla Kabaya V'loitin nasir b'lei chalitza. However, ayin Rabbeinu Gashin who brings chushla laheta v'ikda amri chushla laissa ayin sham. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah ze'achi inu nemon that if Reuven and Shimon are brothers and their father dies and leaves over three fields, and Reuven should take one here field and Shimon should receive as his Yerusha one here field. However, Reuven claims that Levi is also their brother and should also be entitled to a sada, and each of us should therefore get only one field. So although certainly Levi will get half a field as Reuven is Moida that he is his brother, however certainly Reuven isn't Neman Lagabi Shimon, and as the Gemara will ultimately explain, since Shimon says I am not sure if Levi is my brother, so Shimon tells Levi ultimately if Levi would not be able to bring a raya that he's a brother, so Levi would not be able to take any portion of the estate away from Shimon. However, as we already mentioned, that certainly since Reuven is saying that Levi is his brother, therefore v'yitol imay b'chalkai, certainly Levi will take together with Reuven, and therefore Levi will be able to get a half a field, which should go to Reuven, but now that Reuven said that Levi is his brother, therefore Levi is entitled to half a field. However, the Mishnah continued, mess, that if Levi died and he didn't have any children, and therefore his brothers will yashin him, yachsu nechassim l'mokayman, so if Levi's only asset is this half a field, so then that half a field will go back to its original makayim, and will go back to Reuven, and certainly Shimon will not have any rights to this half a field, as Lemaisa Reuven will tell Shimon that if he's our brother, then the half a field that you already got should have went to Levi, and now that would be your Yerusha, as Rashbam and the Mishnah stated, D'amaluhu hai, harayach zaktim benachla ruyele l'safik me'avinu oisa tululachem, it's as if the chilek that you originally took from our father was really Levi's chilek, and it's as if you already received this from Levi, sh'reilei machlav chem chalkai, as Levi was never meichel this portion, v'akati ad hashta b'teres gezel yeshtem b'yadchem, ata tirshu oisi chilek min adin, v'gam ani irish chalki sh'nesati loi k'moikein, d'metzinu kulonu sh'av menachlasai, and the Mishnah ended off, nafloin chasim makam acha yeshu achavimai, if when Levi died, he didn't have any children, Levi also had other assets that he didn't receive from Reuven and Shimon's father, and instead he received it from a different Yerusha, or he had assets that he purchased, these assets were part of his estate, then the din is that Shimon will actually receive a portion of those assets. Rashbam explains that the reason why Shimon will have a right to yashin a portion of Levi's assets, the Maisi Reuven is Maida, that Levi is their brother, and the Gemara will discuss this point in detail. Let us point out that at this point of the Gemara is uncertain as to what Shimon's claim was, and the Gemara walks us through the possibilities, and as the Gemara continues, Ve'inach Mai Kamri, and what does Shimon claim, and what is his response to Reuven? The Gemara continues, if the reason why Shimon should inherit Levi's estate is because Shimon agrees that Levi is his brother, then how could the Mishnah state that Levi only takes half a field if certainly he should be treated as a full-fledged brother, as even Shimon agrees that he is his brother, and he should receive an equal portion of the estate, and really Levi should have received one full sada. The Gemara therefore continues, and if you're going to tell me that Shimon actually claimed that certainly Levi is not our brother, then the Gemara is Ema Seifa, so let us see the Seifa of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Nafle Nechasim Makam Acha, Yeshu Echav Imai, and the Gemara is Ha'amri Le Lavachunahu, and how could it be that the Mishnah ends off that Shimon will be able to receive a chelik and a portion of Levi's assets if he had assets that came to him from another spot and not from their father? But L'chira, how could it be that Shimon will yashin at all? Shimon himself specifically stated that Levi is not his brother. Gemara states, Leitzricha De Ka'amri Einan Yoidin, and the Gemara explains that Shimon didn't have a tainus bari, but has a tainus shema. When Reuven testified that Levi is certainly our brother, Shimon said that possibly Levi isn't our brother. Therefore, when Reuven and Shimon's father Yaakov dies, so Shimon says to Levi, "Hamitzi v'chaveir al v'raya," and you can't take his share of the estate, as possibly you're not my brother. However, if Levi dies, Shimon could say to Reuven that lemaisa I'm uncertain if he's our brother, but there is a possibility that he is our brother. Certainly, since you're moida that he is our brother, so I have a right to a portion of Levi's estate. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's mention that there is a famous machlekes in many places in Shas, and specifically Masechtas Ksubis on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in the case of Bar Yerushema, where Reuven says to Shimon, "Manali biyotcha," that you have $100 in your hands, and you owe me $100. And Shimon says, "Any idea?" And Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold that Shimon is chayiv. Or Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan argue on Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and they hold that although Shimon will have to swear a shvuas hesed from Rabbanon, but ultimately Shimon is pata. Rashbam points out that we have a klal halachah Rav Nachman Bedini, and we also have a klal based on the gears of Rashbam halachah Rav Yechanan and Chaveray. But since over here we have machlekes of Rav Yechanan against Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, so some agrees halachah Rav Yechanan afilu mechaverav. Therefore, certainly in a case a manali biyotcha b'ala omar eni yedeya, we should pass on like Rabbi Yechonon and Rab Nachman that the nitba should be pata. And lemaisa, we just explained our mishnah like Rab Nachman and Rabbi Yechonon as well, that if Reuven claims on behalf of Levi, he is certain that Levi is our brother. And it's as if Reuven claimed to Shimon that manaloi biyotcha, that there's $100 in your hands that belong to Levi. A mishnah taught us that since Shimon says eni yedeya, the din is hamitz mechaver alvaraya, and Shimon is pata. The ukim imaynu becheskes mari. Therefore, as we will see, that Rav or Rabba states that we should have a raya from our mishnah to ralocha of Rab Nachman and Rab Yechon, and the Gemara states am Rava or some agurus am Rabba zoy semeres manli biotcha v'alo imer eni yedeya pata. The Gemara continues and responds abaya amar abaya respond to Rav or to Rabba, and we continue adaf kuflam and heyom beis lo ilam imul chochayev v'shani hocha dechamana la'acha biotcha dami. You can't bring a raya from a mishnah to the halacha of manli biotcha v'alo imer eni yedeya. As we could explain that generally it is possible that we can hold like Rav Huna Rabbi Huda that by bari v'shema that bari is adav and shema would be chayiv. However, in our mishnah, Levi isn't the one who is making the claim, and Levi is also a shema, and it's only Reuven who is making the claim on behalf of Levi. And in the case of a mishnah, even Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda would agree that ukim moina becheskes mari, and Shimon can tell Reuven la bal dram diat. As Rashbam at the top of daf kuf lamed heyom bay states lo ilam chayiv the bari v'shema bari adav v'shani hacha das sofik atzmoi in yodeya that Levi himself doesn't really know if he's actually their brother. Ve'ini yochalitun tainus vaday, and he can't taina a tainus vaday. V'safik v'safiku. In reality, both Shimon and Levi have a tainus safik. V'hilkach ukim meinu becheskes mari. Aval ha'ach toyin b'shvil ha'safik manu la'achi biyadchem. Reuven is only tining on behalf of Levi. Shimon has Levi's money. Hilkach amrilei la bal dvarim didiat. Therefore, Shimon says to Reuven la bal dvarim didiat. And really, I have a tainus shema against a tainus shema. And certainly, Levi doesn't have a right to share in the estate of our father. Gemara continues and quotes from our mishnah, mes yachsu nechassel m'kaimon, and the Bach is actually gurus, the safe of our mishnah, nafloi nechassel m'kam acher yeshu echavimai. The mishnah taught us two dinim, that number one, when Reuven said that Levi is their brother, Levi inherited together with Reuven, and then Levi died without children, so now only Reuven would inherit that half a sadah, and Shimon would not share in the assets of Levi. However, if Levi had other assets, and he didn't receive them from his father, and either he bought them or he received them from a different person as Yerusha, then certainly Shimon would have a right to share in those in the Chosim, as we explain, since we're talking about a case of Bari V'Shema. And our Gemara states, Bari Rava, that Rava had the following Shaila, Shvach Sheshavchun Chosim Alei Ma'u, and would Shimon have a right to share an inheritance of Levi on those assets that Levi received from Reuven and Shimon's father, in a scenario where those assets went up in value on their own, and as the Gemara explains, in a case where Levi didn't put any effort into increasing the value of this property, and for example, in a case of Diklava Olam or Arab Asker Sirtan, where there was a palm tree that was already growing in the Sada at the time that Reuven and Shimon's father died, and Levi received the Sada, and now it actually went up in value because the palm tree grew and it got thicker and healthier, or in a scenario where the actual land that Levi received as inheritance from Reuven and Shimon's father actually became better. For example, the soil of the Sada mixed together with rainwater, and therefore it created fertilizer and improved the property. Rav Shaila is, would we say in this case, it's considered like the original Nechassim, and therefore Shimon would not have any rights to any share of this property. It would be similar to the din that the Mishnah stated, a mess, Yachsu Nechassim Mekayman, and Reuven would be the only one that would inherit Levi's estate. Or would we be able to compare it to the seif of the Mishnah, and it's considered like Nafalai Nechassim Mekam Acher, and Yeshu Echav Imai, and Shimon would also be able to receive a share of this property from Levi's estate. Gemara continues and explains, Bishvach HaMegiel Gsefayim Leiti Boilcha, that certainly if there were peers that were grown in this field and now Levi dies, then certainly the Chinafle Nechasim Nokam Achadami, and certainly Shimon would have a right to receive a portion of this Yerusha and receive a portion of Levi's estate. However, Kitu Boilcha, our Shaila is only Bishvach She'ina Megiel Gsefayim, that there was no actual Shvach that he worked on and he toiled on. And as we previously explained, Kagoyin Diklava Olim and Arav Askas Sirtan Mai, and what would be the halacha? And the Gemara ends off teku. The Gemara is not poishet the shayla, and let us see the Rashbam diba maschal b'shvach hamigil k'sefayim leiti b'yilcha in nosan zel l'safir kakari konis, that they gave Levi vacant and empty piece of property v'tarch b'zeh safir glachrish v'lizraya, and then Levi went, it was matriach, and he plowed and he planted v'arei ata k'shechizeres loy l'noisim malei peiris, and now that it's about to go back to Reuven, it's full of peiris loyti b'yilcha da vade. de kulu cholkin by shvach. And certainly in the case, Reuven's other brothers, meaning Shimon in our example, would have a right to receive a portion of any shvach that Levi created. The chinaf loy min chosim makam acher dami. The loy kurinim be yachsu in chosim kaiman shrei loy nitin loy peris al kakari konis. As in this case, Levi is not returning the original kaka and he's returning additional peris. Therefore, certainly Shimon would have a right to his portion in the profits that were created by Levi. However, in the case of Dikl v'olim d'lein shtana shmoy mikbertchila, that there was no change in the actual item, by Arav askasirta me'atzma shle zibla hasafik v'le tarach b'kach, so in that case we have a shayla, but l'chir it's mashma from the Rashbam and from the Gemara, that let's say Levi did not do anything, and the only reason why the kaka went up in value is not because it was Dikl v'olim or Arav askasirta, but instead, based on the length of time and market conditions, the value of the property went up, l'chir it's pasha, that would go directly to Reuven, and Shimon would not receive any share in the property. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us remember that the Rabbanim made a takana that a person who's about to die, that's called a Shchimra, has a right to just say that I want to give my property to a specific person, and if he does so, divrei Shchimra is kechsum chemisurin dami. Though generally a person can't give a matana la'achamisa, but this matana will be chal la'achamisa on a Rabbanim dika level. With this hakdama, let us begin our Mishnah. As our Mishnah states, Mishemes v'nimses daitiki kishur al yurechai harezu ein aklum, that if Reuven dies and you find a last will and testament or a shtar tzavah shchimra that is attached to his thigh, as we will see in the Gemara, that the last will and testament of a shchimra is called a daitiki. The word daitiki is a contraction of the words dotahei lemekim aliyahs. Reuven writes in the shtar that these properties should be mekuyim and they should go to this particular person. And for example, if Reuven was about to die and he wrote over to Shimon dotahei lemekim aliyahs and he gave over all his properties to Shimon, the Mishnah teaches us that this is not considered a valid matana, and Shimon would not acquire Reuven's property. And Rashbam explains that even if Shimon would want to make a kinin on this shtar after Reuven dies, Shimon would not be koina. The afgad the savash shchimra koina la'achamisa, as even though we know that even if Reuven would just say that I want to give my assets to Shimon, that divrei shchimra is kechsum and chumisurin dami, Shimon would acquire all of Reuven's assets after Reuven dies. However, hani midli tzavah's peh, that is only when he gave a verbal declaration and a verbal tzavah, kadesh like the tarif daitel of, and Rabbanan said that it should be a valid gift in order that it doesn't cause him distress and potentially he'll die based on his stress. Once Reuven wrote a shtar, then that's not better than his actual tzavah. As Rashbam explains, that the reason why Mishnah mentioned that the shtar was tied to Reuven's thigh is Ravusa Nokat is actually teaching us a chiddush. The lek lemeima achakasa v'nasal l'sham kedei liskas b'nichs ha'meis, as it's clear that Reuven actually wrote this tzavah and it wasn't written by someone else in order to defraud the estate of Reuven. And even so, since Shimon did not acquire the shtar prior to Reuven dying, therefore this gift would not be valid. Reuven's estate would not go to Shimon and instead would go to his yorshim. However, our Mishnah continues zicha bala acha bein min yorshim bein she'enim min yorshim dvar kiyamin. However, if prior to Reuven dying he wrote a shtar and he wants to give all his assets to Shimon, and he either gives the shtar to Shimon and Shimon acquires the shtar, or he gives the shtar to a third party in order for that third party to acquire the shtar for Shimon, then certainly the klal of zochim l'adam shleib b'fanav applies. Therefore, this matna shchimra would be a valid matana, and Shimon would acquire all of Reuven's assets la'achamisa. As Rashbam states, zicha ba shchimra la'acham mechayim af b'shinu nichtav l'shem oisei ish al kach omoloi nechosam aksum mishtar zeh ani maknal l'cha b'kabolas hashtar shetekalu meni harizei kono l'igorim mitzavos piv v'avusik toni la'achar. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he gave the shtar to someone else, that the third party can be koina on behalf of Shimon as zoch l'adam shloi b'fadav. And as Rashbam states, dvar k'yomen afagav de'in roi l'yoshay koni la'achamisa b'loi kinyin to divrei shchimra kechsuv v'chemesurin dami. And let us begin the Gemara. And generally we know Reuven gives a matana to Shimon and he says that this matana should be chal la'achamisa, and certainly it would not be a valid matana. However, if a person says mayom la'achamisa, then that matana would be chal right now and you'll acquire the kaka at this moment. However, you won't have a right to the peiros of the kaka until after Reuven dies. The Maisa Mishnah taught us that this din doesn't apply b'negei tzavah shchimra, and therefore the Gemara brings a brisa that Tana Rabbanan ezei daitki. How do we know that a shtar that was written by shchimra is actually a tzavah shchimra and not a regular matana? And even though he didn't write mayom la'achamisa, that the gift would still be chal la'achamisa. The Gemara explains kol shekasav bo dot he pay l'mekum uliyos if Reuven writes in a shtar that he gives to Shimon, and he writes that this matana should be established by you, and you should have it after I die, then that's a matna shchimra, and it would be chal la'achamisa. The reason why the tzava shchimra is called a daitiki is because it's a contraction of the word datahei l'mekum uliyos. The brisa continues be'ezihi matnas bari, and how do we have a scenario where there's a person that's healthy that could give away his nechasim and his assets to someone else, and even though he can't give a la'achamisa, so this matana would work as long as he wrote in the shtar that the shtar should be chal ma'ayoyim ul'achamisa. Since Reuven wrote ma'ayoyim ul'achamisa, therefore Shimon acquires the actual karka today, but he doesn't have any right to the payers until after Reuven dies, and the entire time that Reuven's alive, Reuven could use the payers of this karka. And Gemara continues and is bothered that it's mashma from this brisa that the only way that a healthy person could give a matana is only by writing ma'ayoyim ul'achamisa. But the Gemara asks, ela ma'ayoyim ul'achamisa who have matana, ma'achshav le'ayim matana, are you telling me that the only way the matnas bari will work is only if you wrote ma'ayoyim ul'achamisa? If a person only wrote ma'achshav, then it would not be a valid gift, but certainly if Reuven gives a matana to Shimon and he wrote, I want this gift to be chal immediately, certainly it's a kavuchayma that lashon should work, and certainly the gift should be chal immediately. Gemara responds, Amabaya, that Abaya answers that hachi kamar, that in chenami, the Bryce is not telling us how the gift of a bari could be chal, as certainly if a person wants to give a gift to his friend, then certainly he could just give him a gift that would be chal immediately, and certainly that gift would be chal. However, the Bryce is actually just coming to teach us one halacha, and Bryce is teaching us, Ezi matnas bari sheik matnas chimrad leikoni el lachemisa, that what is the type of matana that's given by a healthy person that is similar to a matnas chimra, where the recipient of the gift is not coin the gift until after Reuven dies, kol shekosba mayim lachemisa, that is a shtar where Reuven wrote to Shimon that I'm giving you this land and you should acquire it mayim lachemisa, and therefore the guf hakako is konu to Shimon immediately, but the peiros are only konu to Shimon after Reuven dies. In the fourth wide line of Rashbam states umiu b'hachi adif mishchimra, whether in one way a matnas bari is even greater than a matana that's given by shchimra, the matnas shchimra yoch lachso boy v'litin la'acha kol kamon daiti kim batals daitiki. Though we will learn that if Reuven is a shchimra and he gives a matana to Shimon, at any point prior to Reuven dying, he could actually change his gift, and instead of giving it to Shimon, he can completely be mevatel the gift, could give all his assets to Levi. However, on matnas bari de mayom lachamisa in yochlimko idagov kol mechayev el apiris. However, if Reuven gives a gift to Shimon and he states mayom lachamisa, then the actual kinyan on the guf hakaka actually is immediate. Shimon owns the kaka, and therefore Reuven can't change that gift and will never be able to take away the kaka from Shimon. And the only thing that Reuven would have rights to is only the payers until the point that Reuven dies. And for example, if Reuven wants to sell the rights to the payers up until the point that Reuven dies, so he could sell that. However, certainly Reuven can't sell the rights to these payers for a period of time that's after Reuven's death, as at that point the payers will belong to Shimon. As we already mentioned, and it's important to mention again, that when we stated that the matnas bari of ma'ayoyim lachamisa will work, the mashma hachi gufa koni lucha ma'ayoyim or peri lachamisa, and the Rashbam states, avo yiloy have a kosuba ma'ayoyim, ain't a koina, but if you didn't write ma'ayoyim, then Shimon would not be koina at all, the ematon lachamisa, shwe ain't koich la'odom litim koinim l'chein dovish la'yuch lachlis b'is hazman, shu roitzi shu tiskayim matana, v'achamisa hich yoch la'odom litim achri shemes v'nikbar. The Gemara continues, yosef rav barav huna bach sadr b'irav, yosef v'ka'am mishmed rav yichron, the rav barav huna was sitting in an area that was next to the yeshiva of Rav, and he was sitting and saying over the name of Yechron, and he stated the following halacha: Shchimra she'oma kisvu through manal pleini umes in kais v'neisin shemal legom laknaisei el b'shtar in shtar lachemisa. Since, as we already mentioned, that if a shchimra wants to give matana to Shimon, he doesn't have to actually write in the shtar as divrei shchimra is kechsuvim chemisurin dami. Therefore, Rav Baruch Huna said over in the name of Rabbi Yechron that if a shchimra stated that I want to give all my assets over to Shimon, but then he added in the following clause, and he said, I want you to write this down, I want you to give the shtar to Shimon, and then Reuven dies, so in that case, since they didn't yet write the shtar, and they didn't yet make this kinyan, so therefore Shimon would not be koino, by the fact that Reuven added in these superfluous words, as even if he didn't write kisvu tznu, the gift to Shimon would have been valid, as divrei shchimra kechsuvim chemisurin dami, so it must be that Reuven meant to say that I only want this gift to be chal if you actually write this as in shtar, and Shimon makes a valid kinyan. However, since Shimon did not make a kinyan, and we know that in shtar lachemisa, therefore Reuven's gift to Shimon was never chal, and Shimon would not acquire all of his assets. And Amul Rabbi Lazar is daruba, and Rabbi Lazar responded to these words of Rabbi Yechron that he should be careful careful with these words, as this is the prop halacha, and we follow this halacha l'maisa. The Gemara continues that although the previous version of Rabbi Rav Huna was that Rabbi Yechlan stated this halacha, and Rabbi Leza was the one who stated his daruba, however, Rabbi Shizbi says, Rabbi Leza Amra, Rabbi Leza, who was actually a Talmud Rabbi Yechlan, was the one who stated this halacha, and Rabbi Yechlan's daruba, and Rabbi Yechlan agreed to his words, and he said that Rabbi Prapa and Rabbi Nizza in his words, as the halacha follows the words of Rabbi Leza. And that we have two versions, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak tells us, Kavas to Rabbi Shizbi Mistavra, that's more Mistavra, like the second version, and like the version of Rabbi Shizbi, that Rabbi Leza was the one who actually said this halacha, and Rabbi Yechlan was the one who said his daruba, and he brings two rayas as number one, Iyam Bishlim Rabbi Leza Amra, Itzuch Rabbi Yechlan Suda led Rabbi Leza, as Bishlim, if Rabbi Leza was the one who said the halacha, so then certainly it makes sense that Rabbi Leza's Rebbe will come and say to Rabbi Leza, we actually paskin like you, and your psak was correct. However, Eli Amrit, Rabbi Yechlan Amra, Itzuch Rabbi Leza Suda led Rabbi Yechlan Rabbi, if you're going to say Rabbi Yechlan was the one who said this memra, doesn't make sense. Rabbi Leza would have to come and say testimony regarding Rabbi Yechlan's psak and tell Rabbi Yechlan that we actually paskin like him and try to back up the words of his Rebbe stating his daruba. And as we know, b'negei hilchos kibud avim, that's not proper for a child to say regarding his father's words that my father said a good svara, as that's not proper respect. And certainly in this case, it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Leza would say regarding the words of his Rebbe that you said properly and that your words are correct. Gemara brings another raya, va'oi tashma to Rabbi Leza amra, and I will bring you another raya that Rabbi Leza was the bala memra and he was the one that stated this halacha. The shalach Rav mishmed Ravo, as Ravin sent from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Ravo, have a yoidna shalach Rabbi Leza l'gud l'mishum Rabbeinu. You should know Rabbi Leza sent the following message to Bavel in the name of our Rebbe, referring to Rav. The message that was sent by Rabbi Leza was exactly the memra that we just stated, that shchim rasha oma kisvu tunu manal pleinu mes ein kaisiv neisin shem alei gomel haknesa el b'shtar vein shtar lachamisa. Ravin continued to bring the words Ravo, the Rabbi Yechon oma tibodek. Rabbi Yechon explained that we have to investigate the actual words of the shchimra and see if he meant that the only way I'm giving over this gift is only with the shtar, or if he meant that I want to give this gift even without the shtar. The Gemara will explain this point in a moment, but the maisa we see, the Rabbi Leza was the Baal Memra, and Rabbi Yechon was the one who went and explained the words of Rabbi Leza, and even though it's a bit different than we had before, previously the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yechon stated his daruba, and the halacha follows Rabbi Leza. Over here, Rabbi Yechon stated tibodek, but the maisa we see the same concept, and Rabbi Yechon is really saying that I hold the halacha follows Rabbi Leza, but he's just coming to explain the words of Rabbi Leza. And the Gemara now explains what Rabbi Yechon meant when he said tibodek, and the Gemara states, my tibodek. In order to explain what the word tibodek means, the Gemara continues and brings the following memra, as ki asur of Dimi Oma, that Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following halachas, and the first halacha will have nothing to do with our point, but the Gemara brings it down as these are the words of Rav Dimi, as number one, daitikim abatel daitiki, that if the Shchimra says that I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, and prior to dying, he changes his tava, and he says that instead of giving it to Shimon, I want to give it to Levi, then that would be a proper gift, and Levi would acquire his assets, and Shimon would not receive Reuven's assets. Rav Dimi continues with another din that's relevant to halacha that Rav Leza stated, and this is what Rabbi Yechon meant when he said tibodek. As Rav Dimi continued, that Shchimra she'oma kisvu tnu manal pleini, that in the case of Rabbi Leza, where Shchimra said that I want you to write that I'm giving $100 to Shimon umes, and then Reuven died, then Royin, then we have to investigate the actual words of the Shchimra. We have to determine what the Shchimra meant, as im kimeafas keiche kaisvin vim lav in kaisvin, as if we could determine that the Shchimra only meant to be meafa the keiche of Shimon and make his rights even better, and he wanted to make sure that he wrote in the shtar, then certainly Shimon would be kaino. However, if we could determine that Reuven did not mean to be miyafa the koyach of Shimon, then if Reuven died prior to writing the shtar, then we would not write the shtar, and Shimon would not acquire Reuven's assets. At this point, the Gemara doesn't explain how would we be able to determine if Reuven meant to give this as an outright gift to Shimon, and he really was only telling them to write it in order that Shimon should have a raya, or he meant to say that I'm only giving this gift to Shimon if you write this, and Shimon is koyin the shtar. The Gemara now continues that Rabbi Leza made a statement that Shchimra she'oma kisvu tnu manal pleini umes ein kaisvim v'neisin, and Moshe Rabbi Abba Mamal, so Rabbi Abba Mamal asks a question from the following brisa, as the brisa states, Bari she'oma kisvu tnu manal pleini umes ein kaisvim v'neisin, that if a healthy person says that I want you to write a shtar and give $100 to Shimon, then Reuven dies prior to them being able to write the shtar, then the matana is not valid, wouldn't be able to write the shtar after Reuven died. It's mashma that it is only because he was a Bari and he was healthy, and it's mashma that in the case of Rabbi Leza, where Reuven would be a shchimra, then the din would be that you'd be kaisiv v'neisin. And as the Gemara states, hashchimra kaisiv v'neisin. And the Gemara answers, "Who meisiv l'hamuvim farakla?" Rabbi Abba Bamamal asked the question and he gave the response. He explained this. Bryce is talking about a case where Reuven was miapes kaychoi, and it was mashman from the words of Reuven that he wanted to give this gift to Shimon, and he only meant to say that I want you to write the shtar in order that Shimon should have a raya. And therefore, the Bryce tells us that if Reuven was healthy, then certainly the only way that Reuven could effectuate a gift is only if Shimon was kaina. And since Shimon did not make any kinyan, therefore Shimon was not kaina, and you can't write the shtar la'achemisa. However, in a case where Reuven is a shimra and he says kisfu through manal pliny, and then he dies prior to him writing it, then certainly, as Rabbi Eichlin taught us, that if we could determine Reuven really wasn't makbid, that they should actually write this in the shtar, and the only reason why he said kisfu through is only because he wanted Shimon to be able to have raya, then certainly, even though they didn't get around to writing it, l'maisa Reuven really wanted Shimon to be koined based on divrei shimra kechsuvin chemesurin dami, and even though Reuven died before they actually wrote in the shtar, but after Reuven dies, they could still write in a shtar, and the shtar will be as raya ba'alma, and Shimon will be able to use the shtar as a raya. Certainly, this shtar is not acting as a kinyan, as ein shtar la'achemisa. Let us see the Rashbam, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Rashbam points out that the Gemara's havmina is hashchimra kaisiv neisin dechayichad armin gabet tzavoy shchimra the dvar kechsuvim chemesurin dami mishum doy titarv daiter love hachinami aminan. So maybe we would also say gabet shtar shaloi the ein shtar fil la'achemisa the chenichta mechayim dami. Rashbam continues that when Rabbi Abba Mamu responded b'miyafes kechay, so that only applies to a shchimra. However, migbari afagav shemiyafes kechay keinin ziku shchimra the ka'amat nu af kisvu afilochi in kisvu neisin la'achemisa. So when a healthy person says kisvu tnu l'pleini, then certainly we can't say that he meant I want you to have the shtar l'raya and I want you to write it after misa. Certainly a healthy person can't give a gift to Shimon unless Shimon actually makes a kinyan mechayim. Since Reuven and Shimon didn't make a kinyan, so it must be that Reuven was saying that you should be koined with the shtar, and l'maisa you can't have a shtar l'achemisa. And as Rashbam ends up, for legom l'aknesa elu b'shtar v'ein shtar l'achemisa. Gemara continues and asks hechi domi miyafes koychoi, that how do we know if a person actually just trying to be miyafer the koyach of Shimon and not trying to make this a tnai in his kinyan and saying that the only way that you should be koyno is only with the shtar? We continue on daf kuflam vav amalav, and the Gemara explains kid amrav chista v'kinyana minei moisev al matantada. Rav Chista taught us b'negiya shchimra in perek mishameis, if Reuven is a shchimra and he says I want to give my assets to Shimon, and even though he didn't have to actually make a kinyan, but he actually wrote the shekano miyadai, then the din is that if Reuven dies, that certainly the shchimra is kaino. This is because Reuven said that this kinyan that we're making is adding to the strength of my matna shchimra, but it's not detracting from it, and certainly you don't have to make any kinyan after misa, and there's no requirement to write a shtar after I die. Therefore, certainly Reuven was just trying to make Shimon's kayach better and not trying to limit his kayach, and therefore certainly Shimon would be kaino all of Reuven's assets after Reuven dies. And therefore, the Gemara explains hachinami in our scenario as well, the Omar, that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven said, I want to give my assets to Shimon, and he also added in af ksoy v'chasoymo v'havulei, that I want you to write and sign the shtar, and I want you to give the shtar to Shimon, and I want the shtar to be a raya for Shimon, and I want it to be miyafah his kayach, make this gift even stronger. And even Rabbi Lezer, who stated that shchimra sha'ama kisvu tru manol plenu mes in kaisv v'neisin, however, certainly in this case, even Rabbi Lezer would agree that it would be kaisv v'neisin, as this shtar is only coming l'raya. This was not a requirement of Reuven that in order for Shimon to acquire this property and effectuate a kinyan, that he would need a shtar, and therefore the din of ein shtar l'achemisa doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues, itma, we learned Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel halacha kaisv v'neisin. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel that the halacha follows Rabbi Lezer, and as Rabbi Yechanan explained, in a case where Reuven is a shchimra, and even if he says kisvu tru manal pleini, and then Reuven dies before they write the shtar, then as long as he wrote it in a way that it's miyapes kaychai, then certainly Shimon would acquire this gift. Certainly, we wouldn't say that this shtar is needed as a kinyan in shtar l'achemisa, and we would say that Reuven was only trying to be miyafer the kaych of Shimon, and he said, "I want Shimon to have a shtar l'raya." As Rashbam points out, that even though Shmuel doesn't say this, but the Maisa the Gemara Mishameis will specifically point out that Shmuel is talking about a case of miyapes kaychai, as Rabbi Eichlin explained. Gemara ends off v'chein am Rav Nachman, and Rav also said in Rav Nachman halacha kaysiv v'neisin, and as we explained that he passes like Rabbi Lezer, and as Rabbi Eichlin explained, and we will stop over here.